What's up, K-casters?
Hey, yo.
It is 10:30 in the morning. We've been up. What time did you wake up?
9 something.
And I woke up around 9:30. So we've been up for roughly an hour.
Yeah.
Cause after Eric Nam, we got boba tea, and then we died.
Dude, it was.
It was lay down, lights out. But
we had fun.
We did. We're in pain.
Yeah, my legs still hurt.
It's not my leg. It's the bottoms of my feet, because I kept trying to adjust myself during the entire thing. That I kind of just gave myself blisters.
I kept moving a lot, and I think that was my problem.
Yeah.
I was in pain the whole walk, walking there, and then also falling asleep. But as soon as I slept it off, I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm still some pain.
It's not as bad as it was.
I was worse after card. I felt that shit for a week.
Shall we discuss our day amongst Eric Nam fans? Because that was the Lord.
Oh, we met some interesting people.
I just realized I didn't promote our podcast, and I'm very grateful for it.
I'm kind of glad too.
Because I don't need Jessa stalking our lives.
I'm ready to talk shit.
I'm ready. Oh, yeah.
We
went to lunch. We had a nice lunch.
It
started nice.
Yeah, we had a great lunch.
Jinno rode for 2 stops on the American subway system.
It was weird, but it was.
It's from
nostalgic.
What I've seen, the differences between Korea and this, the States, just through videos. In Korea, the subway systems are a little nicer.
Way nicer.
And it's not like an abrupt screech.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the doors are open. Y'all get a nice little jingle.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Then all the steps.
Steps. We were fine going up the steps, but as soon as we hit that top step, we were like, what?
We're out of shape.
So, and then we were walking
towards the venue, because we were trying to see if there was someplace I could buy coffee nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had only gotten 2 hours of sleep. You an hour and a half.
I was an hour and a half. And then I was running on pure adrenaline.
Yeah, same for the most part. Until I got us energy drinks. That was a lot of energy drinks involved.
It was a lot of energy drinks. Because we both had a monster.
We both had a monster. Then I bought a Rip It.
And then I stole it from you.
We split it pretty evenly, I think.
Yeah, but anytime you came near me with it, I was like, give me.
Yeah, I was like, okay, sharing.
Cool. And then we met someone because Brianna. Well,
I was kind of having a pre-concert mental breakdown.
Because you were like, I've waited two years.
2 years for this. Because the last time Eric was in Philly, I was at KCON New York meeting James, because that took precedence to me.
Mm-hmm.
Bear in mind, though, Eric Nam, if KCON fell through, Eric Nam was my backup plan, so I could still go enjoy something. Even though at that point, I think I knew one song.
Mm-hmm.
So,
from there, a girl called out. And was like, are you guys going to the Eric Nam?
No, she didn't say that. She was like, if you're going to Eric Nam, the line's really long.
Yeah.
And then I told her we were trying to find a coffee place first. And she's like, well, there's not any that way. And she goes, and then I'm like, oh, okay, well, there's CVS. We'll go get Monster.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, I'm going to the bathroom if you guys want to take the walk. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. I had to go too at that point.
And she offered that if we went with her, she would let us skip the line.
Yeah, we until they split us.
Yeah.
Which was nice, because we had people to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Which turned out to be a good thing and a bad thing.
It was fun, but cringy.
Yeah. Very cringy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You pulled me aside at one point, and you were like, Nuna, her Korean makes you look like a scholar.
For real, though. Okay, so after we talked with her a little bit.
We were crossing the street from the bar.
Mm-hmm. We were going to the bar and we were talking and everything.
She had way too many. You can say all you want about my drinking patterns. Holy shit.
She drank, three things
three
on
double,
an empty stomach.
She drank 3 double shots of Crown Royal
on an
empty stomach.
And she got drunk fast.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when you drink on an empty stomach.
Yeah, but
But she's a lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
And then she introduced us to her friend, Erica.
Mm-hmm. Who was baby.
She was
baby.
100% baby. Especially with the cat ears on.
I know. And her little Eric Dom picture, that was so cute.
The little hand-drawn picture.
That was so
her,
cute.
Her fan-made shirt that said Eric and Nom. Mm-hmm. It was so cute. It was like, so cute. I felt bad, though. We did scare that girl, Jessa.
Yeah, because we were talking about, like,
groups. We were talking about BTS.
And she said that she didn't like BTS, and we were like, that's cool. Whatever. And she was like, well, yeah, because, like, most people were, like, ready to attack me for my favorite group.
And yeah, so they started attacking the Starlight.
Yeah, and we were, because the same thing happened. That's why I dropped out the first time.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, so who's your favorite group? And then she started back, like, moving away from us.
So once she said that, we were like, EXO?
And then...
Which, we both like EXO, right. So it's whatever.
And then she went, VIX, and we both screamed. And
she didn't get our names for the first hour.
I know, yeah, she did not. To be fair, we didn't get her name for the first hour either.
The other two girls we talked to, we never got their names. We went to the bathroom with them. We talked biases with them, but we never got their names.
But yet, we still exchange phone numbers.
Only with the one, the tiny one who liked hugs and mm-hmm. kept calling you cute.
I am terrifying. Stop it.
Anyway, so the cool thing was everyone started getting cold mm-hmm. real quick because it's mm-hmm. it's February. So Jessa pulls out her phone with her infinite K-pop playlists and we all started dancing.
That was the thing. We were testing
the two younger girls. They weren't even that young either.
Yeah, 23 and 20. 21.
21 and 23.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I was taller than both of them.
Yeah, they were
tiny.
I
was like, what?
I hope to God they had good seats. Like,
I know.
They're tiny, tiny.
I hope they went up top.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that.
They could have went up top.
They might have, because I didn't want... I found the Snapchat girls one time in the venue. Mm-hmm. And... that was about it. Mm-hmm. So,
should we talk about Dipshit and his very nice girlfriend?
Oh, Little Dick.
Haha. So,
explicit, because that's going to be his name for the rest of the time we're talking about.
Yeah, just a little warning.
Because he was.
Okay, so when we were in the venue,
we moved like five times because no matter there should be a general rule
for general admission
standing room concerts. If you are over 6 foot tall, go to the back of the damn room.
Get in the back. You do. There are very tiny people who go to these events.
There are a lot of really tiny people.
Mm-hmm. Especially in an Asian event, bro. We're known for, especially our girls, we're known for being short.
Right.
Keep that in mind and get the fuck back. Now, this little dick and his girlfriend were over 6 feet, together. Right. They both were extremely tall.
She was at least, she had to be about 6'4", 6'5".
Right.
Without heels. She was... bless her, she was not wearing heels, and she had, like, long legs. And
long-ass
legs. She was gorgeous.
She was absolutely beautiful. And very nice. See, the thing is that no matter where we moved, they would always be in our way. So
there was this 1 6-foot-tall person in our way for no reason.
So I got fed up, and this was, like, before the concert even started.
The concert started late, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but it started late.
The venue was retarded.
We're going to blame the venue, not the artists.
Right. And so... at one point, I tapped him on the shoulder, and I was like, excuse...
You were very, very polite.
I didn't swear at all. I said my please, thank you, appreciate... I was being so nice. I was like, excuse me, you both are very, very tall, and the people behind you cannot see over you. If you would be nice enough, could you please move behind other people, because you will still be able to see, because you... and clear over the whole goddamn thing.
Seriously, no matter where, I'm waiting to see this picture to see if we can find them in the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what, you're going to see
them. I think they left.
I think they did, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was just overly annoyed that it started late.
That someone asked him to move.
And, yeah, so he was just...
And as I was, like, asking them this, because I made sure to draw it out to make sure that they fully understand what I was asking and how polite I was being.
Right. You said that I'm being extremely polite right now.
I know. I was taking every being in my body to not fucking swear at these two. I swear to God.
Well, at least him, because she was...
I know, she was so nice. But at first, I didn't think she was nice.
No. She kind of looked intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, when she turned around, like, when both of them turned around, like, they were holding each other, by the way.
He had his arms around her waist, like, no one could touch my girl.
Yeah, like, they were holding, like, he was holding her so close to him, and, like, they were constantly, like, on top of each other, so there was no way to see in between them.
No.
Which,
If they were standing like apart, right. maybe I would have been more considerate. Because I think like,
even the guy, the tall guy who was next to us by mm-hmm. the by the end of the show, originally he was in front of me,
mm-hmm.
and I was able to look between him and his girlfriend mm-hmm. to get the couple. You know, when I got the one video of friendship, mm-hmm. I wish I got the name of the song that I recorded,
mm-hmm.
but he said it, and then I started recording.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted at least, I enjoyed them so much.
I know, that was so shocking. I thought like nobody was going to vibe with them or anything.
Yeah, like, but then there were people there, like, it seemed like they were there just for them.
Kind of. Or both. I think
there was like, a lot of people there for both.
Mm-hmm.
There was one woman in her 50s sitting off to the side. She had the light crown on her head and the Eric Nam light stick.
That's so cute. We didn't, the little dick story. Right. Yeah, so. When they were, after I asked them this, the guy, he was glaring at me the entire goddamn time as I was asking this. She had to tell him, babe, we will still see, let's move. And she had to back up to get him to move.
Like, she stepped on him at some point. Mm-hmm. She was taller than him.
Right. And so eventually they finally moved, and then they just disappeared. We didn't see them after
that. I heard him during friendship for a while, he was bitching.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could tell he was there just for her.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like, I don't know why they ask us to move no matter what, they're not gonna be able to see. Like, really?
I was able to see because they moved.
Exactly.
Like,
because in front of them, there were still a couple tall people, mm-hmm. but they weren't excessively tall. They were like my height, mm-hmm. maybe like an inch or two taller than me.
And they weren't huddling together.
Right.
Also, it's like, He's the bitter boyfriend that Eric was talking about.
Right. Eric brought up bitter boyfriends.
He was exactly that.
Sorry, I just flashback to the mom and nom store.
Stop. What else happened?
There was a couple times Eric, like, I think he didn't know how to say it in English anymore. Mm-hmm. So he just looked into Korean. I understood him still. Because mm-hmm. he said something, and before everybody else left, I'm already bent over.
Same. I love that there was, like, moments where you could tell, like, who was Asian.
Oh, yeah.
Because of depending on how hard they laughed at certain jokes. Mm-hmm.
It was either that or people who just know the language a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyway, so they moved. Then they vanished. We don't know where the hell they went.
I saw her in the bathroom when I went.
Yeah, because you went to the bathroom.
And she was there. And she was so nice to me in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, I passed her. She goes, oh, hi. Yeah. She washed her hands and left.
Yeah.
And, like, bless her. She was so nice. Seriously, I'm so sorry that your boyfriend's a dick.
Seriously, honey. Like, you can do better.
Seriously, though. I mean, I hope he's nice to you.
It seems like he's nice to her. But then his body language also just screamed protective mm-hmm. and borderline, like, psychotic.
He's white. Who knows?
So then friendship starts. They had a longer set list than I thought they were going to have.
Same.
Because they did, what, 5 songs?
Like 5. It was like 4 or 5.
They were very entertaining, though. Like, they not were. Just, like, music-wise. Like, just the quips they threw out. They're like, you guys are steaming it up in here. And the guy took off his shirt. And I'm like,
bro, his hair was everything.
His hair was, oh, my God, I need it in my life.
Do you know what I could?
He had fucking, like, past his shoulder blade ginger hair.
It was amazing.
It was beautiful. It might be blonde and the light just made it ginger. Mm-hmm. Regardless, his hair was everything. I do have video of him. It's on my YouTube.
I don't know if you know who 21 Pilots is.
I know they're.
Okay. That's what they made me think of 21
okay,
Pilots.
Okay, yeah.
Mainly because the guy on acoustic was wearing a red beanie.
Yeah.
And I was like, Tyler Joseph, is that you?
He was wearing the beanie and then just like a full camo trench coat.
They were so indie. It was so funny.
It was amazing.
I love it. Apparently, they're working on a song with Eric.
Yes.
I'm excited to hear that.
I'm excited for that. Like, I'm very excited for that.
Because when hearing their music and Eric's, I can see
how,
like,
I will not be surprised if when season 2 of I Think You're Dope comes back, mm-hmm. they will be on it. I will not be surprised, and I will be here for it 100%.
They have such amazing voices.
Oh my God. The harmonies.
There was someone, the guy with the longer hair was on a bass, and that was a bass, right? I couldn't see what.
It was like an electric bass.
Yeah, it looked like a bass from where it sounded like a bass.
It sounded like a bass. Yeah, it seems like it was bass and acoustic.
It was a bass and acoustic, and then one drum in the back.
Yeah, but there was no actual drummer.
Yeah, it was a.
It was audio. It was audio. Yeah. Audio-ed in.
Which, I'm not mad.
I'm not mad about.
When they fucked up their own song.
Yeah, he goes, We fucked up our lyrics in the first song. Let's go, guys.
And then that just made everybody, like, fall in love at that point.
At that point, we were like, okay, we're here for you. They're dope. Remember your own lyrics.
They were dope.
They were. 100%. And I will definitely be looking into more of their music in the future.
Definitely. I want to see if I can find them on social media.
Probably. Just type in friendship. It'll probably pop up. Because it's not friend. It's friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't realize that was going to be their opener.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was, like, the name. Like, you know how, like, you got K-pop MA? Mm-hmm. I thought it was like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, they're a band. They're called Friendship. Okay, cool. I'm here for it.
Fucking dope. You have something on your cheek. You missed it.
It's dried, so what the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?
Did I drool?
I don't know.
Maybe.
You're good. You got it.
Regardless. So then Eric finally started.
After making us wait for so long.
Literally, the event said it was supposed to start at 7. Everyone else was like, okay, well, they didn't let us in until 7. Everyone didn't get in until 7:30.
They kept letting people in until, like, 8.
Well, we found out by the second song in,
mm-hmm.
that it was a sold-out show.
Right.
Which was so cool because I didn't think Eric was going to sell out.
I'm glad that he did, though.
I'm glad he did.
No matter how annoyed I was that people were still coming in and that right. everyone was being a dick, I'm still glad it sold out.
Right. Which
because definitely made Eric feel good.
Oh,
which...
I had to. He even said it. I didn't get it on camera either, mm-hmm. and I wish I did. Because he said it took, you know, you guys being progressive and wanting to listen to, you know, different music to step it out of your box. And it took an Asian face to sell out this venue.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was here for it.
I was here for it.
Because he's going to talk, so. So, Eric starts. He started with Come Through, which is probably the best way to open a concert, honestly.
Right, Come Through, bitch.
Like, we all went nuts, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, another rule of thumb, if you're at concerts, if you're going to be closer to the front and you have a giant sign, please don't hold it up.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what the sign said. I couldn't read it.
It was a bunch of pictures.
It had words on it, too.
I couldn't fucking tell.
My thing is, I can understand if you're using that for the photo op. That's mm-hmm. fine. Don't care.
There was no reason to hold it up, though.
No.
I heard a lot of people, like, audibly groan.
They were like, again? one of the, remember that, see there was a big group of Asians behind mm-hmm. us? They were like, I'm gonna rip it down. I'm gonna rip it down. Like, they were not having it. But what I like is, because when he first announced, like, the tour,
mm-hmm.
he was saying, like, he was gonna do, for the American stops, he was gonna do majority English songs
mm-hmm.
and only do, like, 2 or 3 of the Korean ones.
He did a
pretty decent mix. I think he realized how many songs we all actually knew.
Mm-hmm. Because when he switched into Korean, the screaming and the singing of lyrics never stopped.
They never stopped. I think my favorite song that he did do last night, though, was Love Die Young.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the way he set it up and had it done.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, guys, we're going to turn off these lights. Turn all of your flashlights on. Somebody had a bright-ass flashlight.
I don't know who the fuck it was, but it lit up the entire fucking venue.
And so it was just such a raw,
mm-hmm.
it felt like you were outside watching him.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a great shot to that one. I didn't see what the video looks like yet. We're still in the process of uploading the video.
Are you a bee now?
There's one hanging around us. I don't know if you noticed it.
No, I didn't see it.
And he's been flying back and forth. But
as long as he doesn't land on me, we good.
Yeah. So the concert finally let out, I want to say, around 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we got to the boba tea place by, like, 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went out for boba tea afterwards.
Strawberry milk boba, like, milk
you had strawberry, boba. I had taro.
It will always be my favorite.
Taro is my favorite.
Honestly, it's, like, the only one that I genuinely like.
And then we got on the bus, because we didn't have to wait long for the bus either.
Mm-mm.
And got him. You were on a lot of public transportation yesterday.
I don't mind. I'm used to public transportation.
I know. Originally, like, because it was getting so cold out, we were like, we could just Uber. And then I looked at the Uber prices. It was, like, $22 just to get from Center City to my house. And I was like, nope. Nope.
The bus dropped us off close enough.
I was a little shocked that our group was actually pretty fucking tame.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least once someone yelled, step on me, Eric, like, at every other show.
No one.
Or somebody called him daddy.
No one did
no
that.
No one did that at our show. I'm like, wow, this is how
I've
you.
Been doing it forever.
Really?
It's like a lot of people see. It's like when you looked at like a lot of the people who were there, they were all over 21. A lot of them. So.
And I mean, the closest thing we had to getting that was during, I forgot what song it was, but some, when she yelled, yes, you can. I forgot. We were the meme group because during when he was talking, someone went, your dog speak Chinese.
And he flat out, he heard it and he went, psst.
Because everyone started fucking laughing.
We died. We all died.
Everyone started laughing.
Because he said something. I don't remember what he said.
I don't even remember. But it came out of nowhere, and I was not ready for it.
No.
I'm so glad someone did it, though.
I do have the video where the girl yelled, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
I do have it on camera. I do. Nice. I don't remember. It was towards the end. What song was it?
No, it was, like, more in the middle. I feel like it was more, like, middle.
I think it was the song right before the encores.
The song? Because it was,
Was it How I'm Doing?
I think it was. I think it was How I'm Doing.
Because he ended with the two best songs on the new album.
You're Sexy, I'm Sexy.
See, and then Congratulations.
Yeah.
Which, because I'm sitting there, I was sitting there, I'm like, there's one song that he, because he went, he was like, all right, bye guys. And I'm like, there is one song he didn't do. I was singing Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started with You're Sexy, I'm Sexy. I'm like, I forgot about this one.
Well, the girl, you know, the really loud girl that was behind me?
Yeah.
She was like, but he didn't do You're Sexy, I'm Sexy. And I was like, sweetheart, he's gonna come back, don't worry.
We're not gonna, if you notice, the lights are still down. They left us in darkness
mm-hmm.
for 2 minutes, except for the guy with the really bright flashlight who was like, not too dark.
Not only that, but people were like, Eric!
I have that on, I do have that on film, all of us chanting his name.
Mm-hmm. His name is very hard to scream.
I don't know why.
I think it's because it's the like two like sounds.
Maybe. I think what ended up happening is we're all trying to chant Eric, but some people were trying to do, like, the Hangul.
Or Eric.
Yeah,
Eric,
so at Eric. That point, when you're jumping between Eric and Eric, it's... That hurt. it's kind of like you're trying to balance yourselves, mm-hmm. and you're like...
Oh. I was just Eric, Eric, Eric.
I don't
Eric.
Even know if I think I did it, like, twice, and I'm like, I'm done.
I was...
When people are yelling encore, I'm like... Yells encore at a K-pop show.
No, don't do that. You yell their goddamn name.
Right. Like, you know.
What did we do for
Kade?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't say card. We used their Korean.
Because that's... It's right. Two syllables. It fits perfect.
Even, like, when we were GOT7, mm-hmm. we weren't saying GOT7. Mm-hmm. That's what we were doing. Yeah. We were doing it in Korean.
Especially in the fan chants, too.
Well, yeah,
When we didn't fuck it up.
There was, like, two we didn't mess up, and then the rest of the times we just messed up, and we're like, screw it, we're done.
It was interesting hearing people trying to sing along.
Oh, my God. It's going to be... And I'm going to BTS in May? Ooh, I'm going to get some good fan cams of that mess, that hot mess.
I can't wait to see your fan cams.
I can't wait to go. But,
Can you believe she's going to BTS without me? Those tickets are expensive. I'm not...
No, I was like, I had trouble getting my ticket, let alone two. And even my ticket, my ticket itself was $145.
Fuck no.
After taxes, it was $180.
There was no way I was going to make you pay for that.
No, I already told you. There are two shows in the upcoming future that I knew I was paying for, which was Eric if he announced a tour
mm-hmm.
and Astro.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how
Hi.
Are you?
Hello, how are you?
So those are the only two I'm paying for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, unless when GOT7 starts doing their military, if Jackson goes on a world tour
mm-hmm.
then that's us.
Dude, I want, this is not really K-pop related, but I want 88 Rising to come into this general area because I will drag you to that.
I know you will,
because that is something that you need in your life, because those shows get fucking wild.
I remember a while back we were gonna try and go to Epic High together, even though I knew like no Epic High songs, but I didn't care.
Because you would have still had a great time.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my God. Epic High, they know how to turn a venue fucking up, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to go to an Epic High concert.
Remember, when we first saw that Epic High was coming, my first thought was you, because I know you love Epic High.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I like Tableau. And now that I listen to his podcast a lot more, he's a funny motherfucker.
He is.
It took me until Eric promoting his two podcasts yesterday. I listened to every Dive Studio podcast
mm-hmm.
because you got the two Eric does, which is K-pop Daebak, mm-hmm. and I Think You're Dope. Then Jay has How'd I Get Here. If you want a podcast, if you like are tired of reading Jay's tweets, because he tweets so much random ass stuff, and you just want to hear him speak out his tweets into existence in the form of a question that nobody really asked the question to, then there you go. Can listen to that, because he makes my brain itch. I love him with all of my heart and soul. However, dear Lord, who gave him a microphone?
Who gave him a platform, like, at all? Like, he's not allowed to have Twitter.
He has Instagram now, too.
I know. The other... Did you know that they stole Young K's Twitter, Instagram handle?
I believe it.
Like, he was on his, like, Instagram story. He was like, what should I change my at to? Mm-hmm. And then he, like, he posted what he was going to change it to, and then someone immediately took it. So he had to... I forget what it is now, but
I think the only Instagrams I don't follow K-pop related are Day6. I follow their main one, mm-hmm. the Day6 Kilogram one. I follow that one, mm-hmm. but I don't think I actually have any of their others.
I follow Jay's.
Actually, I might follow Wonpil. I'm not sure.
I follow Wonpil's too, because that's my bias.
Right. I don't. He's my bias wrecker. One of.
You know, everybody else's Twitter is so calm. Like, Wonpil's...
Right, Dolan like, just is... Did you guys eat?
Not only that, but he posts his, like, when he's practicing right. his drums and whatnot. And then, Snapchat is going off.
It's the girls from yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
I can wait.
And Sungjin just shares what he's been eating.
Yeah.
That's it, all the time.
Which I appreciate, food.
I know.
Like, dude. That I am so easy, like, I'm... We all know I'm single as hell. I'm the easiest person to appease.
Mm-hmm.
Feed me and take me to concerts. That's it. That's all you gotta do. You don't even take me to concerts. Listen to music with me and feed me. That's all you have to do. I am an easy person.
Same mood.
I just realized how long this shirt is on me.
Nice.
Okay. Hash brown. But
how'd that stay on your shirt with the sweater? I don't know. Who knows? Anyways.
But yeah. Anyway, the concert was. Fucking lit.
It was fun.
Like
they were. It was loud.
I knew he talked a lot because he always mentioned that he does like TED talks mm-hmm. during his concert. But I'm sitting there and I'm like, why have I heard this all these stories before? Then I realized I listened to both podcasts.
Mm. There's nothing funnier than him talking about his mom being so mad about him body rolling. God is watching you.
But he didn't say it's like God is watching. He said it just like his mother probably would. And the best he goes, and for all of you people who aren't Asian, congratulations, that's an A-.
I know.
And I heard that, and I'm like, I'm not Asian, but I know. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of times he said something like Asian parents, and I'm like, look, I'm not Asian, but I know.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised in an Italian household. Some of it is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, what she was saying, like, she uses his Korean name.
That's how you know you're in trouble.
Yeah, no shit. We have an Italian equivalent. You hear your first, middle, and last name.
If you have an English and a and like
and then here's how in an Italian household, here's how you know you are in the deepest shit possible. Not only just Italian Catholic household.
Mm-hmm.
You hear like I'll give my example. When I was in a normal amount of trouble, it was Brianna. I'm in your grounded for a week trouble. Brianna Elise Secreto. I'm in your grounded for the next 3 years. Brianna Elise Teresa Secreto. Teresa is my confirmation name.
Oh my God.
That is how I know I am in the deepest amount of shit possible. And I'm, oh. That was, you unknowingly, cell phones back in the day, you mm-hmm. had to pay for the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always go on Neopets or fanfiction.net mm-hmm. and I would read.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much that racked up my my phone bill? My aunt wanted to kill me. It was like $150 extra.
Oh my God. If your Asian parent gives you like a nickname for something, or they'll call you like sweetheart or right. something, right? You know you're in trouble when you hear your actual name. But like the thing is, like Asian parents, they don't necessarily yell.
No.
If you hear them get quiet, you're in shit. Like if you hear Jinoya, you're like, what the fuck did I do? What did I do?
So that's what Eric's story told me is his parents do call him Eric.
Mm-hmm.
But when he is in trouble, I don't remember what his Korean name is.
Yeonbu, I think? Or something similar?
I don't have it on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, where's your phone? We can Google this.
Got you.
Eric Namcur. Yeah.
But he said that, and I went, ooh. Like, because he didn't even say that's how it, I knew I was in trouble. He just said his Korean name. Mm-hmm. And so when he said his Korean name, like how his mother would say it, I went,
Yundo.
Yundo. So when he said his name in Korean, he said Yundo. And I'm like, ooh, you're in trouble.
Yundo.
He didn't say that. He just said that. He just said Yundo.
Oh. No, he said at the end.
Oh, I must have tuned him out. Because I think, anyway, as soon as I heard him say that part, I knew he was in some kind of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he's too sexy.
I agree.
I agree too, but I mean, granted, your body rolling like that in front of your mother? Like, he goes, my mom doesn't like the song, but I'm gonna do it anyway. And then he started doing body.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, that was, ooh. The girl behind me got so hyped for body, bro.
Yeah.
She screeched, bro. She screeched.
I what? No?
There's a part in her body fan cam where he started, you know, doing his little body roll, and she goes, no.
No, he started body rolling, and he started doing this.
Yeah, and she goes, no. There was one point, I don't think it was during body, but there during one song, he went over to, like, the right of the stage, and then he just started doing this in front of someone.
That might have been your sexy, I'm sexy.
He licked his lips. I was like, boy, if you don't, I'm about to come up there and fight you myself.
You were, boy, I'm like, mood, mood. Bear in mind, Eric's only 3 years older than me. Three years.
Which means he's 14 years older than me?
Yeah. And he looked at the audience and he went, all of you are very young.
And then there was a girl who was on this side of me. She's like, I'm 33! And I was like...
There was another one behind us who was 29. Mm-hmm. There was somebody else in our general area. No, she was up front. She was 28.
Like, 28.
I'm like, okay, cool. There's someone my age here. What's up? Like,
Eric Nam can't believe that 9 people have a birthday on the same day.
But what I also think what happened was because during one of the other shows, it was some girl's 21st birthday, mm-hmm. and he carded her
mm-hmm.
and checked. And he went, all right, go to the bar. You got a shot on me. So I think what happened, he did it at a couple shows. So I think maybe he thought people were starting to take advantage of it mm-hmm. now.
Well, I mean... One of the girls was, like, 17.
Yeah.
So, like...
Well, I think the girl who he pointed out, it was her 16th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Which means that she was just barely allowed. Yeah. I know.
Because this was a 16 and over show.
Mm-hmm. I barely scratched it.
Yeah. Well, even if you didn't, you were with me. What is mm-hmm. on my... why do I have shit on my hands?
Who knows?
I don't know. I'm going nuts. So,
Anything else?
No. Just a lot of yelling.
A lot of yelling.
A lot of yelling, a lot of walking. The funny thing, and those two girls in the beginning of the show, like, who we were hanging out with, watch out, they're coming in. We did not, they didn't know a lot of, like, older songs.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize that?
Mm-hmm.
Because we played,
We were playing throwbacks. And that the 21-year-old who claimed that she was, like, an infinite stan and all that,
mm-hmm.
she only knew, like, The Chaser.
Right, she knew the main songs.
And I'm like, that's fine, I guess, but you can't say you stan Infinite if...
Right.
You only know, like, those songs.
Right.
So cute.
But, we danced to Sorry Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh-ah.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I was putting Jess in her place for Ooh-ah.
But we were across the street, and she's going, Bali, Bali. I'm like, yes, it's a place in Indonesia.
I know. What a roller coaster.
His hat's like all of his eyes.
I know. I couldn't tell if he was tired. Like, I think it was just...
He looked annoyed.
I know. It was like, Mom, if you don't move this goddamn hat.
But yeah, so that was our Eric Nam concert experience. I will be having the videos. I already started posting a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they should be up by the end of the day because I had to give Rob back his memory card. Because Rob lent me a memory card. So I was able to... And then that's,
kind of wish we were a little closer because I was fully, recording in FHD. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why a lot of my videos aren't too bad. Mm-hmm. Because I was trying so hard not to block the people behind me. Mm-hmm. But all the people didn't care, so I'm like, you know what? I don't care anymore.
That bitch with the sign. Just, I'm fucking, oh my
God. I have like three videos of this sign. I still have no idea what the sign actually says. I knew it was pictures of Eric. But literally, that was all I knew. So, general rule of thumb of concerts from now on, people. If it is a standing room only and you are over 6 foot,
stand in the back.
Or take Matt's advice. Don't take Matt's advice. That's how you end up in jail.
How? If it was an accident?
If there's nobody behind you and you know, I mean, we would have lucked out because there were people behind us. Mm-hmm. If you're doing that and there's nobody behind you, you did it on purpose.
Or what if you just genuinely fell?
To the point where your shoulder gets lodged into their knees?
That could happen.
With you. I'm tall.
Bitch. I'm semi-tall.
You're taller than a lot of people there.
Somehow. Somehow.
But, so if you're over 6 foot tall or you are going to hold up a massive sign at a standing room only concert that is level, it was not on any sort of incline, mm-hmm. It was a level floor. If you're going to hold up a sign that takes up literally three-fourths of somebody's viewpoint, if not their entire viewpoint, like, there was at some point I got Eric's head over the sign. I'm like...
Eric over Eric.
Eric over Eric, yeah. Makes a whole Eric. I don't know.
I guess.
Bless you. Okay.
Oh. Okay. You know, that feels like that moment where the girl in line, while you were talking over mm-hmm. there, she was doing the one taller girl who in the hijab. She was doing something weird, and I was like, "Are you under the influence right now or anything?" She's like, "No, I'm on top of the influence." I was like, "That's something someone who smokes crack would say."
Yeah, because I went and talked to Snapchat girls for a minute.
Yeah, and then I called you a betrayer.
Brianna Betrayer. Then I went on, you can only bitch at work.
And I was like, betrayal! And then they claimed that to be
because originally what happened was they thought we were going to end up being further back. They were going to let us jump in with them and stand during the concert with them. I'm glad we didn't. They were off, remember the first place we stood? Or the second place? They were off to the side and just in the crowd. I'm like,
We moved back because if we were to stay where we were in the first place, I would have had a panic attack.
And I would have started swinging. Mm-hmm. There was literally, like, they were leaving no room. And then I felt so bad because of, like, the heat in the place and everyone being crowded, somebody did throw up. Mm-hmm. And they had to call...
the janitor.
Yeah.
All I saw was, like, the mop. The mop, like, the top of it going through the crowd. I was like, did something happen?
Well, first, because everyone was just pointing. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe somebody had passed out. Mm-hmm. And then he comes through with the mop, and, like, somebody threw up.
Or both.
Because after they left, the whole crowd just surged forward. And we were like...
I think it was, like, more than, like, two people who left. Who probably had to leave. Like, I think someone, like, threw up, passed out, and their friends had to go with them. So whoever that was, if they ended up getting back in, they lost their place. Mm-hmm.
They were pretty close to the front. Mm-hmm.
That was like barricade.
It was maybe a couple bum barricades, mm-hmm. but one of the Snapchat girls did have barricade because she had VIP and she was towards the front of the line.
See, the thing is, if I'm getting like close, I want it to be barricade because I cannot have like
right.
I can't do that. Like when I went to Black Dahlia Murderers, me and Alex had barricades, so I was okay until they started pushing me into the railing, right. Which almost
killed you.
Yeah, affected my ribs again. That was fun. I dealt with that for like a week, but it was worth it.
Right,
it was worth it.
Yeah, and I feel like having barricade for Eric would have been worth it. Mm-hmm. Because he was like, I'm not staying on the stage. Fuck that.
I know. I would be so glad to have my ribs crushed in front of Eric Nam. Like,
the thing is, I feel like if we did have barricade for Eric Nam, he would see how small you are and be like, yo, can y'all back up? this person's bent over the barricade, my dudes. Like,
you wouldn't even let me get over, like, bend over the barricade.
I would have elbowed somebody.
You'd be like, yo,
Right to the throat. Why do I have so much crap on me? We need to hang this up. I'm starting to like.
You're starting to lose it.
I've been losing it since last night.
Fair.
I mean, granted, out of the set list I had seen, there was one song he didn't do, mm-hmm. which I was a little upset about, but I wasn't mm-hmm. because this is not a love song. Mm-hmm. But I think he tried This Is Not a Love Song with some of the mm-hmm. other tours, and it didn't go over as well because mm-hmm. that is, I feel like, I hate to say it, I feel like it's one of his lesser known songs, mm-hmm. even though it's my favorite.
It's such a good song.
It's such a good song. But
we got very hyped during Don't Call Me.
Oh my God, we all went nuts.
Especially at the perfect, don't call me!
Because he was like, okay, one! Boom. And we all were like, okay.
And that, I feel like that was when I got the most hype. So, Don't Call Me, You're Sexy, I'm Sexy, and How I'm Doing was like when I got like...
Yeah. I feel like we all got really hyped for Come Through as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that was the opener.
Everybody was the opener. But it's also like just one of his most hype songs. Mm-hmm.
People were also bumping to Honestly.
Honestly, yeah. That was one of the ones that I didn't know if he was going to do it in Korean or English at first. But then it was like, okay, he's doing it in
Korean. I heard the Nusaranga
Hajima. And you just heard everybody who knew it. Mm-hmm. Like,
which was like almost the entire crowd.
I was like, that was the first time I've noticed, like, because I feel like every K-pop show we go to, they clown us at some point for our Korean. Mm-hmm. And Eric was like, nah, y'all are good.
There was no reason to clown people for their Korean because that was.
We were except for me. You clowned me.
Oh, yeah. Special. I mean, I clown you no matter what.
Yeah, but I asked him, I'm like, what did I do better with singing at GOT7 in Korean or singing with Eric in Korean? And he was like, Eric. I feel like I listen to Eric more now than I do anything else.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't say same, but.
I do have to download the BTS album because that's just.
I'm only going to add a few songs from it onto my playlist.
What I might end up doing is like just what I do. I tend to do with most groups. I download the full discography and mm-hmm. then I just pick the songs I want.
Yeah, don't do that.
Cause I am gonna buy it just mm-hmm. because.
Photo cards,
and I want to complete a BTS collection.
Not only that, but the actual like photo book. It's
huge.
Not only that, it's posters.
Oh, really?
Like, they're now being, like, really environment-friendly, and now they're, like, these, like, thin, like,
instead
of
sending posters,
things.
They're putting it in the thing, mm-hmm. yeah.
So, I don't know if it's, like, the full book that can be used as a poster, but I know that there's, like, some in there that you can...
They used to do that with, back when I was a kid, like, kids' books. If mm-hmm. it was based off of a movie, they would have a poster in there mm-hmm. that you could tear out and hang up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... But people are mad about it.
Because, like, I don't know. Because people get mad at stupid things.
But the thing is, the people who are getting mad are the same people who were asking Big Hit to be more environmental friendly. And now that they're doing it, they're mad. It's stupid. People are like, well, this isn't what I wanted.
Well, then, shut up.
You're not the artist.
Hello.
Don't buy it.
Wow, we've talked for 42 minutes.
Wow.
All right, so all in all, Eric Nam, if you ever get the chance to see him live, do it. Doesn't matter how many people there are. He puts on a great show. It's so worth it.
Out of all of the...
But I will say, if you do have epilepsy...
Be careful.
Be careful. Even with some of my fan cams, there's a lot of... I'm going to have to go through them and put an epilepsy warning on some of them because there's a lot of...
Flashing
black lights. Mm-hmm. Like, when he was doing that whole thing with the black lights, it was mm-hmm. like, whoa.
Bro, it hurt my eyes. I'm not... Like,
I don't know how it showed up on camera. We're gonna have to figure that one out.
Yeah, but out of like all of the concerts that I've been to, he has to be like some of the like one of the best like when it comes singing live. This man.
Oh, he pulled notes out his ass.
I know. It was every single song that he hit something that Oh my God.
That like, we did not expect.
You can hear the backtrack, and then you hear Eric going over it.
He's like, wait,
it.
If I gotta have a backing track, I'm gonna make it mine. Shit.
Mm-hmm. He went ham. He went ham.
He went full ham.
If he comes to anywhere near you, do it.
Do it. 100% do it.
Like, even if you're far away, it doesn't matter. Just being there is an experience. Are you good?
Look at the back of my shirt. See if you see anything out of the ordinary. Oh. There we go.
What am I supposed to be seeing?
Oh, does it not have one? My shirt's been inside out all day. Since yesterday.
Nice.
On that note, we're going. So I gotta go finish uploading these videos. Bye, KCasters.
Bye-bye.
So, have you guys ever wanted to do your own podcast?
Ever wanted to voice your own opinions?
That's what we did, and that's why we downloaded Anchor. Anchor is a free app that you download straight to your phone, or you can use it on your computer.
It lets you record straight from it, and it lets you edit and publicize your own opinions for the world to hear.
And the cool thing about it is, it distributes it to a bunch of other different things. Most of our listeners are on Spotify. But that the only reason it's on Spotify is because of Anchor.
Anchor will post your podcast to any other known podcast sites that it has connections with, which includes things like Google Podcasts, Spotify,
Stitcher,
all these other places where you can build up your audience through Anchor.
And the cool thing is you can also add monetized segments, which you do not need a huge following for. You can start making money with, like, one person listening, as long as you keep advertising, adding in segments. Download Anchor today and make your own podcast so we can hear what you want to say.